You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Jason and I was dealing with some asbestos removal, a topic I'm very familiar with these days. Jason, what's going on at your money pit?
Well, we bought a house, and in the basement, the ductwork has crumbling asbestos tape around all the seams. And I didn't know it was asbestos at first. A gentleman, a friend of mine, kind of told me that it was, which was good to know because I would have just started tearing it off there. But I know that it can be dangerous. And I've been told to put on a good HEPA filter mask and wet the filters and such, and you can take it off and wear gloves and be careful. But is that really the case? I mean, do I have to legally hire a professional to come in and remove something like that?
It's definitely a smart thing to do, Jason, because the problem with asbestos is it's very, very fine. It's finer than smoke. If you were to release asbestos particles, and assuming there was no wind, it would take 8 hours for them to hit the floor. That's how fine they are. So what you're seeing is only part of the problem. What you're physically seeing, those chunks, is only part of it. This is a situation where you really can't do it yourself.
Yeah, and the other part of the equation is the disposal. You know, it's like you can't just take it and put it in a trash bag and stick it outside. I'm in the process of having, you know, asbestos shingles removed from my home on the exterior. And they have to be not only properly taken down and, you know, packed up in a certain manner, but they have to be completely, like, driven off to another state and certified that they've been disposed of in a proper manner. Now, I'm sure with just the tape wrapping the piping, that's not going to be the extreme case there. But you do have to make sure that it's disposed of properly. You don't want to get in any trouble.
And by the way, Jason, you know, you can't visually identify asbestos. So the very first thing you should do is to have a sample of the material tested to confirm that it is, in fact, asbestos.
And who would do that?
An asbestos lab. Leslie, you just had asbestos testing done. Who did you use for that? Was it a local lab?
It was a local company that, you know, also does the removal. But there are several companies. I would just, you know, look locally at asbestos removal. And it was fairly simple, and the test took about 2 days. And it gives you a percentage of asbestos found in the item. And I mean, it's interesting.
Well, thanks so much for your time. And hopefully it won't be too costly that I have to call it a money pit.
Okay, Jason, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.